I don't have too long today, so I want to make this really short, but I'm hoping that you'll still get like a lesson out of this that you'll be able to practically implement in your day-to-day life. The reason why I don't have long to make this video is because my friends, he's just sent me a text saying that he's 7 minutes away. They're going to pick me up and we're going to go drive over to an MMA gym where we're meeting a few other guys and we're going to record some videos there and, you know, just have a good time and record content and spar each other. And we're also going to go and pick up two of my friends from my hometown as well. The reason why I'm telling you that is because it's related to the topic of the video. When you have close male friends that you're hanging out with and you're doing like adventurous masculine things with, you can't help but to feel like such a strong masculine man. Most likely, if you're honest, you probably don't have that kind of friendship right now, right? You might have like someone you speak to online. You might not even have that. You might have like, you know, the occasional person that you see in the gym, or maybe the people in your school, but you don't really get along with them. I've experienced that myself when you don't have anyone that you can really relate to, especially when you get onto self-improvement and entrepreneurship and everyone else is just basically like a fucking normie and they're just living the normal life and you're so fucking different and it's so hard to find like-minded guys. When you're living like that in that sort of lonely chapter where basically your only relationships are with people online that you're pretending to be friends with even though I don't even fucking know you, it's like you don't even realize how fun life can be, how much like extra laughs you could have every single day, how many more business ideas you could have every single day. I was on a date last night here in the hotel. My friends ended up walking in, like I was in the smoking area. I don't smoke and neither did the girl, but we were just like sitting outside and my friends actually end up walking in. They just like, you know, they come to this hotel all the time because I'm in there. They walk in and we're just kind of talking to them, you know, it's funny, whatever. And they I tell them like, oh yeah, join us, like join me on my date here with this girl. And the girl is completely fine with it. She's actually like interested to meet my friends, right? Sweet girl. It just turns into like a talk about like business, masculinity, the work that we're doing. And I can see the girl next to me, she's so inspired, so attracted, you know, she's like, she likes me more because we're getting into this masculine conversation that she feels like somewhat of a part of, to the point that she's literally sat there like, it looked like in awe of like looking at me of like, oh shit, like, you know, these guys are bigging Hamza up and they're saying that Hamza's helped them and he's helped those guys and everything. The amount of extra laughs that we had last night, like going on a date with a girl is fun, but when your friends come in and make it funnier, big you up to her, and you know, we're all laughing together, we're all telling stories, and you know, they're being super polite to her and they're being kind to her, and she's being, you know, she like enjoys their company and your company, not in like a weird way or anything, but just, you know, like just people, just like your friends being respectful to you and also being funny enough that it kind of makes the whole situation even better than if they weren't there. To think back to times where I didn't have that, where I was just at home in monk mode, not being social, not speaking to anyone because I thought I was like better than everyone. The truth is, like, I'm an egotistical motherfucker, right? The truth is, if you're watching this kind of video, you're probably better than 99% of people. It is the truth. Like, people don't want to hear that, but it's the fucking truth. If you're watching like this advanced self-improvement style content with no editing, you are better than fucking 99% of the normies out there who are eating fucking seed oils and refined sugars. Like, they eat shit which has got glucose syrup inside of it. You're better. You are clearly better than them, but you're not better than everyone. There's still about 1% of the population of guys who are killers, who are doing really amazing things, and they're living this vibrant, social, like fun life right now. They're going out to restaurants and cigar nights and for coffees, and they're going out to podcasts, and you know, they're just doing fun, fairly productive things that you probably would love to be a part of, but you just don't have that social circle yet. So how can I help you to get that social circle? Because you understand it's important. So let me give you some weird specific tips. I've literally got like a few minutes, and I'll just hopefully something, one of these tips will just help you. The most powerful way to become the kind of person who other people want to like actually hang out with is to be posting content. You don't realize how powerful that this business model is. I wouldn't have the friends that I have without me posting to YouTube, which you can think is shallow. You can think, oh, so they're only with you for YouTube. Not exactly. It's that I've been able to grow and challenge myself so much through this act of authenticity of like, you know, talking about stories, that that's let other people who were once strangers connect with me and get to know me before they actually knew me. Discovering someone new who's compatible with you is basically fucking impossible. You're not going to walk past someone on the street who has like similar interests to you. It's just not going to happen. But when you post content of yourself talking about the things that you value, talking about like, you know, lessons that you've had in life, then people end up finding it. You start getting hundreds of views, thousands of views. People find it. They relate to you. That's your perfect audience. And then those kinds of people enter your life. Like my friend who's about to come up right now, he watched my content for like 1-2 years. And then when he was in Dubai, I was in Dubai. I did like an Instagram meetup. I just said like, oh, I'm in this cafe in Dubai. Come meet me. He saw it and he came straight over because, you know, he felt like he had a lot of in common with me. And me and him became really good friends the this. The same day I met him, I invited him to like a party that I was going to. He rocked up with like fucking six hot girls. And so, you know, straight away he created like a nice impression. He was like a lovely guy. He was funny as fuck and everything. And then I didn't speak to him for fucking ages after that. He never asked me for anything, never asked me to like share his YouTube channel or anything like that. I didn't speak to him for like a year straight. So it's not like he was trying to like get my following or, you know, what you may assume by, oh, if you're a YouTuber, that's how people will want to be friends with you. But rather, he just was able to watch from afar and see my development and hear my lessons, that now when I'm in another social period of my life, he was the first person I messaged. He came over and really, really helped me with recording content and everything. So I know that that's not like a quick answer, but you would be surprised of just how powerful it is if you post your sort of life lessons online on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and you'll actually end up growing with that. And it's so powerful because people who are like-minded will find it. Along with this, make sure that you're actually sometimes having like the availability in your schedule. So I get into these moments where I'm in this like deep monk mode period where I'm going to sleep at literally 7 or 8 p.m. every day and I'm not seeing people. I'm eating dinner at like 2 or 3 p.m. and, you know, I'm not being social at all. And of course, in those seasons, you're just not going to have like a vibrant social life. You might meet the same guy in the gym every day, but it's not the same. Private MMA gym booked out. We're going to go do a video there. Got some small YouTubers coming. Got friends from my hometown coming. It's just going to be a bunch of guys fucking around, sparring each other. We're going to go get some coffee. We're going to sit on our laptops and stuff. I feel like I'm living like my dream life that I wanted since I was a teenager, where you and your boys hop on bikes and go outside and just go cause mayhem in the streets and, like, you know, just do like young men's shit. And missing that for most of my adult life makes me so fucking sad, but then grateful that I have it right now. So we've given you some tips in this video, and it's so easy for you to just be a little bitch, hear it and be like, yeah, you know, I'm so lonely and stuff. But a lot of destroying loneliness just comes from the actions that you're willing to take and the hard work, those uncomfortable steps. Because it, for both of our journeys, it hasn't been easy. I've been rejected by hundreds of guys, and you have too. Like, you, when you want to get girls, you get rejected by hundreds of girls, and that's often what gets you to the point where you're good at them. When you want to be social, you get rejected by tens, hundreds of guys that you wanted to network with, you wanted to befriend, but they're not really in that season, or they're not really that interested. There's a lot of pain involved in this journey, but the result is by far worth it, because it's this experience of me in London this last week would not have been anywhere near if I didn't have the boys with me. Like, my perspective of this trip that literally ends tomorrow was that I'd be like here, kind of, you know, seeing some people now and then for some interviews and stuff, but I'd be taking an Uber to the podcast and events that I've got, and I'd just be sat in the back of an Uber kind of silently listening to music or something. But rather, like, my boys, they've been picking me up every day. We're in the car, we're blasting music, we're laughing, we're joking, we're loud, we're taking content of each other, we're just like, you know, we've got inside jokes and everything, and you just feel strong as fuck. We go to a restaurant and we're bigging each other up. I was on that date yesterday and Air sits next to me, and literally for like minutes at a time, he's bigging me up and he's like hyping me up, not even just to try and like get me more laid or something, but because I can genuinely see like he cares about me. And this, it's not just about having male friends, but it's about having friends who not only are successful, hardworking, but also, let's just be honest, just fucking kind guys who are respectful, who actually like you and can show that, who, you know, who don't mind like fucking patting you on the back metaphorically and physically when you've got some kind of success, rather than that guy who's trying to little bro you and trying to, like, you know, big dick over you. So hope that helps you, bro. I've just started an email list, so if you want like a little email from me, which is like masculine and motivating and positive, and you can read it whilst like you have your morning cup of coffee, just go click the top link in the description right now. Mwah. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.